Good morning. Well, Japan's Weather Bureau has confirmed the arrival of El Nino as their waters of the equatorial Pacific continues to dramatically warm. More importantly, the U.S. Climate Prediction Center offers nearly a 70% chance that a super El Nino will develop by late 2026. Now, there's getting to be an awful lot of talk and the comparisons to a previous very strong event in 1877 to 1878, where the ocean temperatures reached 2.8 degrees Celsius above normal. And that estimated about 50 million people died from droughts and famine that lasted into 1880. The next one was in 1982-83, and Super El Nino caused droughts in Australia, which would affect wheat, Africa, and Peru, as well as portions of Brazil, which would affect corn and soybeans. It also sparked extreme heat across the central part of the U.S. from late June through August of 1983, and that substantially damaged U.S. crops. The 1997-98 Super El Nino saw 16% of the world's coral reefs perish as sea surface temperatures reached 1.5 degrees Celsius above normal. The 2015-16 event was the third strongest on record, with the 23-24 event being the fifth strongest. The models forecast that 26-27 Super El Nino could be record warm. And, of course, there's getting to be an awful lot of comparisons to the very strongest event back in 1877-78. Now, we're with readings running 3 degrees above Celsius over normal, and future climate impacts will be unknown. But what we're suspecting is, with the huge break in the market and we get into July, the trade's going to be very cognizant of weather and what effect it has on U.S. corn and soybean crops. Our weather sources are telling us the latter part of July, and especially focus on the first half of August, is where we're going to see very hot temperatures in the Midwest. This is Sue Martin with Ag and Investment Services. Have a great day.
Futures trading involves the substantial risk of loss and is not suitable for all investors.